We're visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you're going into Substate with some momentum. Two wins last week over Madison and Center. Do you feel like the guys are starting to play some of their best basketball? Because now you're going to have some time off before Substate begins next week.
Yeah, I thought in the Madison game, I thought our defensive intensity was really good. And we were able to get good looks on offense. And going into Center, offensively, I think we did pretty well. And there were moments in the game where I thought our defense wasn't as solid as it should be. But we're hoping after this week and get some guys healthy, we'll be playing pretty good basketball next week.
What does it mean to have some time here to get guys healthy and work on some things?
Yeah, it'll be big. I mean, just like everybody else, we've kind of had some sickness over the last couple weeks. So we're hoping to get, a little time away from games and maybe work on some of our fundamentals and kind of game plan a little bit for next week, because we know going into Substate right now, most likely we'll see probably Marion the way it looks right now. And we know they're a pretty good team. We saw them last year in Substate. So we're looking forward to game planning for them and looking forward to a good game.
And get to play at home one more time, coming up early next week in Substate before heading to Marion for the semifinals and finals. You're in that three spot right now. What does it mean for you guys to get one more home game?
Yeah, I mean, just because, this year being a kind of a weird schedule with snow days and stuff, it didn't seem like we played at home very much, and then all of a sudden we played, all of our games right there in a short window. So we're looking forward to, playing in front of our home crowd here, and hopefully get a win and then go over to Marion and see if we can keep moving on.
Knowing how good your Substate is, both Mound Ridge and Elsling ranked in 2A. Mound Ridge, I believe, won it all last year in 2A. Do you feel like the competition you saw in the Flint Hills League is going to help you out with this? I know with Linden being a top team in 2A, the competition that you've seen throughout the regular season has to help you when it comes to this time of the year.
Oh, for sure. I know we saw Clifton Clyde early in our preseason tournament. They're a really good team. And then obviously throughout our league, Linden at the top of the league and, West Franklin being really good this year. We've had close games with Osage City and Council Grove. So we think, going throughout our league play and our league tournament, that kind of sets us up for the type of competition we would expect to see, in Substate and hopefully into the state tournament. So we've played in some close games this year. So we're hoping those type of games have prepared us. So hopefully we get a chance to match up with Mound Ridge or Elsling and, fight for a chance for a state berth.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go into Substate at 13-6. Seeding happens on Wednesday, I believe, this week. And I believe that first round game might be Monday because of the semifinals being scheduled for Friday, correct? Sound about right?
Originally, I thought it may be Tuesday, but it could be Monday.
Okay.
I'll go back and look at it.
Okay. So either Monday or Tuesday next week will be that quarterfinal, and then the semifinals coming up next Friday at Marion. And if you make it there, play for a Substate championship on that Saturday, the 2nd, and then you see where you go from there. Class 2A at Dodge this year. No, with Bramlage not being available, but what's big for your guys, knowing they have the potential to do something special if they just play the game right? Because I know a lot of these guys in football, they finished third in the district, went to Oswego for the first game, and then beat an undefeated Mound Ridge team at Mound Ridge. So they know what it takes to be in this situation before in a different sport.
Yeah, over the last a few years, a lot of these guys have seen a lot of success, and whether it was football, basketball, track, baseball, they're used to winning. And so that's kind of a big thing is in your culture, your school culture and your team culture. You want guys who know to go out there and compete, and across sports, these guys have competed, have gone out and have won, and you know, played at the highest stage for high school. So we're hoping that type of mentality carries over, and we're hoping we're giving ourselves a shot here, and hopefully we can finish out with some good wins here.
Well, Coach, I appreciate our chats that we've had throughout the basketball season. This is our final one here today with you. Best of luck in Substate. We'll be seeing how you guys do and keeping an eye on everything. And we'll talk to you again next season.
All right. Thank you.
That is Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.